Time now for our Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week. It's Taylor Sotbein from the BSU Women's Track and Field team. And congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
This last weekend, you end up competing in the NSIC Multi-Event Championships in Mankato. You come out setting a new BSU school record in the pentathlon. Talk about what that felt like, and did you even know that you had broken a record?
It actually felt really great, and I did know that I beat a record. I started out with hurdles and just set a PR there and made my day, and I went to high jump, and I was kind of struggling with it, but I tried a new technique, and that just made my day even better. And after I did all the four prior events, I started the 800, and my mom actually came up and told me I needed to run a 239, and my fastest ever was a 238, but I've been averaging a 240, so I was a little nervous, but I actually ended up running a 236, so I ended up getting the record, and I was very pleased.
You also had a first-place finish in the shot put. You outdistanced everybody by 5 inches. That's got to be amazing.
I just go into the shot put thinking that that's my event that I can take some people out on, and I work hard in the track with Ben, and he works with my technique, and I'm trying to hit the 11 meters, but I got 10.95, but I'm so happy because it was a PR.
What's your favorite event in the pentathlon?
I have to say shot put, just because it makes me feel like I can do it. And high jump is definitely my least favorite, but after this event, trying a new technique, we'll have to work on that new technique and see how it goes.
You also earned 3 points in the NSIC Indoor Championship for your team to continue on to the next round. What will happen there in Mankato?
Well, we have a group of athletes that are roughly around the 10 to 12 in for conference ranking. We actually have our other senior, Ashley Lava, who's 5th for the hurdles, so hopefully she'll be able to score some points there. And hopefully our other athletes that are in the 10 to 12 range will step it up and try to get in the top 8 and get some more points.
Looking at your roster, you've got quite a few people on your team, 30-plus athletes on your track and field team. How close are you with your teammates?
We are actually a very close team. Not only do we practice together, we also hang out of school and out of practice. So I think that our team chemistry is very high, and it'll help us compete very well.
You already mentioned your one fellow senior captain, Ashley Larva. There's also Tina Larson. Between the three of you, as far as leading this team this year, knowing that you're kind of setting the pace for the rest of the youngsters, what does that make you feel like, knowing that you're kind of leading by example?
I just feel very honored, and I'm glad that the younger girls respect us. I mean, we work hard in and out of practice, and it's just, I think that we are acting like good role models for them to look up to.
You've also been an athlete under Coach Craig Hogan. He's quite the coach, quite the character as well. Obviously kind of a father figure, too, to a lot of your girls being far from home and such. What's he been like to have as a coach?
I think he's awesome. I mean, I can come to him with any problem. Actually, today he brought me home and bought me lunch. So, I mean, he is a father figure, and it's very nice to have a coach that's understanding but also will push you hard.
You've got the BSU Twilight this weekend here at Bemidji State. Is that kind of more of a looser, less stressful kind of meet for your team?
Well, it's actually on Valentine's Day, so I mean, it's kind of a bummer there, but we only have 3 teams, I think, coming. It's supposed to be a looser one, but we're also supposed to go out and compete because next weekend is our conference meet, so this is actually our last meet before we actually have to go all out.
So then you've got the NSIC Indoor Championships February 22nd, 23rd. Besides that, a couple of you and your teammates are hoping to make the NCAA Division II Indoor Championships. I can't remember looking back on all the stories that I've read. Have you, and I thought I'd heard one or two others have made it. Who else on your team has made to the NCAAs already?
Well, myself, and then, like I said, Ashley Larva has made it to the finals. Previous years, we had Michelle Ullman, Kirsten Maris, and definitely Christy Berkeley.
First things first, you've got the BSU Twilight, then you get the Indoor Championships. What do you do to prepare any differently for each of those two events?
We only have about a week and a half left, so we're just going to have to hit the weight room hard and continue working hard in the rec, and hopefully it all pays off.
And hopefully set some more records, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Thanks so much, Taylor. Good luck and congrats.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.